This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program here. Our number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
Well, it's never fun to talk about suicide, but we really ought to talk about suicide here because, well, that's something that people are doing. Thanks to the government crackdown on our freedoms.
It's true.
Thanks to the arbitrary rule by these little dictators, these governors, His Excellency, as he's called here in New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, the so-called governor, who has had protesters out in front of his house for the last several weeks, ever since he put in a mask mandate. But the mask mandate was just the straw that broke the camel's back as far as the activists protesting were concerned. That was just what finally made them decide to go out in front of his house. And same man has been ruling over the children of New Hampshire who have been going to his government schools and have been subjected to all manner of arbitrary rule when it comes to masks. Being, mandated that at basically every point of the day for these kids that are going to these government schools. And now, according to the Union Leader, which is New Hampshire's largest newspaper based out of Manchester, the suicide of a seventh grader on Monday has left many with unanswered questions. Hundreds of residents lit candles outside of their homes Tuesday night in memory of Amherst Middle School student Donovan Krause. According to the superintendent of SAU 39, which is what they call their school districts here in New Hampshire, in an online statement, Donovan's mother shared her son's story and urged others to hug their children tight each and every day. She says, "The unthinkable has happened. Our beautiful son Donovan took his own life on Monday. We're just in shock and disbelief. We didn't see this coming at all. He has so many interests, hobbies, and zest for life. How can a boy with such a big smile ever consider such a thing?" She said Donovan left a short note indicating that he loved his family so much, but didn't share any details about his suffering. So, I'm certainly speculating here, as are others, that maybe the lockdown played a role in this kid's suicide, because it's not very common that you see suicide among 12-year-olds.
Yeah. Yeah, that's certainly true.
Normally, if it happens, it's pretty newsworthy, because it just doesn't happen. I mean, kids are, they've got a lot to look forward to in life. There's a lot going on that, is interesting to them, and they're growing and learning, and why would they take their own life,
Well, I mean, good God, a world where you can't touch anybody, where
right.
You can't even see a human face.
Exactly.
Who wants to live in that? Who's afraid of losing that life? I'm certainly not. That's why I would rather, go unmasked. And if I die, I die. But I don't want to. I don't want to live a life where I'm, isolated.
Exactly.
It's pointless.
It says here that he enjoyed playing drums. And had been taking drum lessons and performed with his family, but you can't
but
go to
never
drum.
Never would be able to perform.
Right. There's nowhere to perform now, and you can't even take lessons now. Because what good, what good are lessons if you can't actually be with the instructor? It's not going to be the same if you've got some guy over a Zoom link saying, no, you need to do it this way. No, I mean, it's just not the same, right? Like, whether it's yoga, exercise, or drum lessons, it's important to have a person there so they can see your form, they can know exactly what you're doing wrong and right, and they can make specific suggestions and show you how to do things right.
And a Zoom massage is even worse.
Yeah. So sad stuff here. The poor kid. Now, it doesn't say in the story how it was, of course, that he did take his own life. That much is not clear. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Well, usually when people succeed, it's hanging.
Yeah. Or a gunshot.
Gunshot. Mm-hmm. I'd say that's less likely at that age, but maybe.
Yeah. So the school is temporarily that he attends is in a remote school setting, so he's not even able to be in person with his friends.
Yeah, so he gets no contact with other kids.
Whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, except for online.
Yeah.
And that's not good enough.
Yeah.
Okay? That's not good enough to actually feel like you're a human being that is cared for by other human beings because you're all alone.
Yeah.
With the exception of mom and dad, and, you know, you kind of get tired of them after a while. As nice as they might be, you kind of want to go outside and get away from them. Go run through the woods and do kid things.
And the thing is, from a kid's point of view, love from mom and dad is, it's almost like it's required.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't, it's not the affirmation that love from someone in, from someone outside the family is.
Right.
You know? That's absolutely terrible. And there's going to be a whole generation of broken children as a result of these draconian laws, and it will be and the longer it goes on, the more broken they're going to be.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's just terrible and terrifying what it is that they've done to these kids.
Yeah.
And maybe the best we can hope for here is some sort of a pendulum swing back in a direction of people getting back together again. But that could also become bad because they may go too far. And, you know, you may see crazy, wild, unprotected sex that could result in more, you know, STDs.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
STDs being spread and, you know, people being irresponsible in the way that they sort of come back together over time. So
That could definitely happen, but you know, I would rather see an epidemic of
STDs
than an epidemic of suicides.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll give you that.
Most
sure.
of those you can treat with a shot in the butt.
Yeah, or wherever.
Yeah. Well, I think it's penicillin shots in the butt that they give you.
I'm not sure for what.
Well, I was thinking syphilis, gonorrhea.
Okay.
I actually had one of those because then it turned out that the girl I'd slept with actually had a yeast infection and not an STD. but I went into the hospital and I was like, yeah, I think she might have had. And then they were like, all right, pull them down.
All right. Then.
Bend over. Again? that's how I got into this mess.
So if you want to weigh in here at 603-283-6160, yeah, I mean, I just can't help but feel terrible for these kids. Vincent, who is a former co-host here, we had him on last night to talk about what was going on. He actually has worked in the school system in recent months. He was working as like a substitute teacher in the government schools, and he says it is terrible that the teachers have to wear these masks constantly. The students have to wear the masks constantly. When they go outside, they're not allowed to play outside of a small play group or a play bubble or whatever the hell they're calling it. I mean, it is just highly restrictive.
They have like a couple kids that are allowed to play with?
I guess. Highly, highly restrictive stuff. And it's not the way kids should be having any kind of an experience. I mean, it's like
And the kids are at no risk.
No.
You know, kids don't die of COVID.
But they tell them that they're going to get their grandparents sick.
Yeah. Oh, God. I mean, isolate the grandparents if you have to, but let the grandparents make that choice because
That's right.
they might prefer to take the risk.
I think a lot of them would. I think a lot of grandparents would much rather get a hug from their grandchildren and their kids than to be completely isolated for the remainder of their lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's insane.
Absolutely.
And because they know, the grandparents know how important it is to show that, that appreciation, that affection to their grandchildren. And they would, I think a lot of them, I know I would if I were in their position. I'm not, but I don't, you know, I don't have kids. But if I were in their position, I would feel that way. I'd be like, you know what, I'd rather take my risks and enjoy my life, whatever remains of it, even if there is a higher risk involved in this. Yeah. I didn't get here without taking risks.
I feel that way at 50. I certainly wouldn't. Yeah. I don't think I'd feel differently at 80.
So if you want to weigh in on some of the just terrible damage, brain damage that's going on out there due to these crackdowns and these government lockdowns and restrictions, you're welcome to join us. It's Free Talk Live.
She's a purebred orange and white Brittany, but when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out. DinoVite.com. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition.
You get some Dinovite. How happy your dog will be.
A Dinovite. She's little Miss Hollywood. DinoVite.com.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it.
Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
what you want here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up this summer, ForkFest 2021, the fifth anniversary, the fifth ForkFest. I guess it's not the fifth anniversary, but
this is not.
Technically, it's the fourth year after the first one. But nonetheless, this will be the fifth ForkFest. And you can learn more about the event by going to forkfest.party. We will be there. You're planning on going, right, nobody?
Oh, yeah.
In fact, there was an interesting discovery today. We learned that apparently the Free State Project, after initially saying they were going to be the week before the ForkFest, because one of the reasons we waited a couple months before coming out with announcing the dates for ForkFest was we were waiting on to see what the Free State Project wanted to do with their Porcupine Freedom Festival. And they had initially said that they were going to be the, you know, the final week of June, which is what they normally do with the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But then today they decided they were going to have their event also June 28th through July 4th. And so it looks like the events are coming together.
Porcupines and Forkyfines together again.
I think it's great.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I did touch base with some of the Porcupine Freedom Festival organizers today. Now, they haven't announced who their official, you know, MC or organizer or whatever is going to be, but there are still some people who are involved that I did speak with one of them today. Because the big question, and one of the reasons why ForkFest was formed in the first place in 2017, was there were some people who were disappointed with the direction that the Porcupine Freedom Festival was going in, with just too much of a heavy security presence, locking down the campground, no longer just allowing anybody to be just kind of on the campground camping and having like a security checkpoint and things like that, restrictive rules on vendors. And it was last year that they changed all that, and for the better.
Yeah.
They made the decision to decentralize the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and they made it so anybody who wanted to could come to the campground again during the Porcupine Freedom Festival and camp and not attend officially the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If they wanted to, they could, but they didn't have to. So that came back in 2020. And also what came back to the Porcupine Freedom Festival was a decentralized atmosphere as far as vending was concerned.
Ah, yeah.
That had gotten very controlling over the years with the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and they decentralized that, and it was a huge success because they decentralized it. And so the big question today from some of the ForkFesters was, well, are they going to go back in the more centralized direction in 2021, or are they going to go in the more decentralized direction? It sounds like they're going to continue with the decentralization of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And if that's the case, and I think it is so far, based on the conversation that I had today, it sounds like both festivals can coexist and co-mingle and, you know, do all that peacefully. And I think a lot of people will be happy to see that happen, because ultimately, again, if you talk to some people, everybody has their own reasons for ForkFest, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a decentralized festival. So there's no one who's in charge. There's no one person you can go to and say, what's this about? Because it's about different things for different people. But I think a lot of us wanted to see the Porcupine Freedom Festival sort of return to splendor, return to the golden days, if you will, the good days, the good old days. And the fact that they've decentralized, I think, shows that. The fact that they're willing to come back together with the ForkFesters and all be on the same campground for the same week together, I think that's a good sign.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a wonderful thing. You know, because, you know, I'm still technically a member of the Free State Project, and, you know, I love them, and I love my Porkfesty friends and my Forkfesty friends, and you know, I just want to see everybody get along.
Well, everybody's not going to get along. I mean, that's just the way everybody is. They'll have their issues with some people, but what's likely going to happen is the people who don't want to get along, they just won't come.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rest of us will have a good time.
Yeah.
And it'll be good. So go to forkfest.party right now, again, slated for June 28th through July 4th of 2021. That's forkfest.party. Go ahead and lock down your campsite now. You know, while you got the chance, go to Rogers Campground, book your campsite, book your RV site or your motel room. Because if it's true that both of these festivals are going to happen at the same time, and it sounds like they are, that means you better get your campsite and or motel room right away.
Yeah. Now, are they taking reservations today? Is there anybody in the office at Rogers?
So wintertime hours are very, very limited at Rogers Campground. Obviously, they're not technically open at all during the wintertime here, but they do still, as far as I know, a couple times a week, they will still check voicemails. They will still, you know, accept reservations. Now, how long it'll take them to get back to you, I don't know. I haven't heard from people on how long that takes, but
okay, it is still an option. I'll make my call as soon as I can.
Yep.
You know, now that Bitcoin has made me a thousandaire.
Nice. So check that out, forkfest.party. We go to your calls and thoughts. David is on the line in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, brief lawyer summary of the final hearing tomorrow at 9:45. But first of all, supporting your previous story, quote, "I'm going mad staying at home all the time and not being able to go to school and play outside with my
David,
friends.
David, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can you go ahead and switch your phone? Just go ahead and make a habit of switching your phone over to whatever mode it is that is the quieter mode, because it's just, it's so distorted, it's really hard to handle.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Anyway, so Albuquerque Journal article entitled "Shadow Deaths of the Virus." Those were the words written in the journal, school journal, for a project of Landon Fuller of Hobbs, New Mexico. I believe it was Hobbs who, shortly after writing those words, killed himself, 11 years old.
Wow.
Oh,
how'd he do
God.
It?
With a gun.
Wow.
Huh.
And anyway, and the OMI, the Office of the Medical Examiner in New Mexico, said that in the same article in the Albuquerque Journal that the category unexpected deaths was up approximately 20% over the previous year in the March to June period or whatever it was of this year that just ended. Anyway, and she said she expected that a good percentage of those were suicides. But anyway, so I just thought to give you that.
According to the Santa Fe New Mexican, there's a legislative report that came out in December saying that New Mexico, which has already struggled with the highest suicide rate in the nation, because, well, it is one of the poorest places and most highly government-controlled, much of the blame says it could see a spike in 2020. Much of the blame goes to, they say, COVID-19, which we all know it's actually the government's restrictions, not COVID. COVID doesn't, you know, make people kill themselves. And it says here it's the heavy toll that has been taken on families from illnesses and deaths to lost jobs and isolation. The pandemic's effect, which again is the government's effect, has been particularly taxing on children, teens, and young adults. Their lives were turned upside down in 2020 with schools shuttered, sports and other activities canceled, large gatherings with friends prohibited. Hang on, David, I know you wanted to tell
your
story.
How many grandparents would want to survive at the cost of their grandchild's suicide?
Great question. The result could be concerning in New Mexico, where 29% of the deaths of young people from 15 to 24 were due to suicide in 2014 and 2018, and those numbers are rising. 855, oh, sorry, the number is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop is beautiful. Blonde coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the four rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dynavite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at Dinovite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. A day after a protest at Capitol Hill turned into a riot that saw the Capitol building stormed by protesters, President Trump is condemning the day's violence. In a video shared on social media, the president promised justice for those who broke the law.
America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
In the wake of the violence, the head of the U.S. Capitol Police will resign. Chief Stephen Sund will step down from his post effective January 16th. In a statement Thursday, Sund said his force had been expecting a First Amendment demonstration and was not prepared for a riot. This is USA Radio News. The top infectious disease expert in the country says that wearing masks will still be a good idea even after you get vaccinated against the coronavirus. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts says Americans need to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci is calling on Americans to continue wearing masks and social distance, even though they are vaccinated, to protect others until the majority of people are inoculated.
We should not pull back from mitigation methods until the level of virus circulating in the community is at such a low level that it is no longer a risk.
And President-elect Joe Biden continues to fill out nominees for his cabinet. Thursday, he introduced Merrick Garland as his pick for Attorney General and will reportedly tap Boston Mayor Marty Walsh as his Secretary of Labor. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This show is streamed on DLive. Please follow and share at DLive.LRN.FM. That's DLive.LRN.FM.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And nobody.
We will take more of your calls and thoughts, and we can also tell you about the new supply commander that Joe Biden is calling for.
Supply commander?
Oh, you're going to love this, nobody.
Isn't the word for that commissar?
Yeah, well,
that's what they called them in the Soviet Union.
They're not going to use that term.
Okay.
But yeah, that's basically what we're talking about.
Don't come around, oh, there are commissars in town, oh.
Let's go first back to your calls here. We got David on the line in New Mexico. David, you're back on Free Talk Live. So you wanted to update us on what is, I guess, going to be the court hearing for you in regards to your calls to a local radio station. You were calling the college radio station there in town, and somebody at the college station complained to the police about it, and they went ahead and arrested you for it. You've beaten 3 out of the 4 charges before trial, so they've dropped 3 out of 4, but they're moving forward with one of them. So what are you facing? Is this a misdemeanor charge, and what's it called?
Yes and no, and there we don't know if they're moving forward. Tomorrow is a pretrial conference, and at previous pretrial conferences, that's where the assistant DA decided to surrender to me, and so it's most likely that's what they'll do tomorrow, is once again, Raul Torres will surrender to David Olson. And
foreign against constables.
We don't know that for sure. Maybe they were setting me up and dropping the previous three to put all of their energy into crucifying me on the fourth one. We don't know. We'll find out tomorrow. But I'm looking at an email that I asked for months and months and months from my court-appointed attorney and never could get her to do until I named her on your radio program, and then within 48 hours got the email I was asking for, which summarizes... go ahead.
I just said sweet.
Yeah, which summarizes her position on this, which is pretty accurate and it's very succinct. So, what there, this one, the last remaining charge here is stalking, and so briefly, stalking consists of knowingly pursuing a pattern of conduct without lawful authority. That's one element. Directed at a specific individual is the second element. When the person intends, meaning me, that my intent of that pattern of conduct, I intend it, and would place the individual, the so-called victim, in a reasonable apprehension of death,
and so bodily harm. What are you saying was the victim?
Well, the people at the radio, the call screeners.
Well, is there more than one?
No.
Okay,
Technically, yes, I talked to two different people, or three different people there, but it was mainly the Elaine Baumgartel, the director, was the one that actually called.
So she believes that because you called to try to get on the talk show that happened to be on the air at the time, and you know, she told you to stop calling and you called back, that's somehow a threat to her life? That's what she's going to try to claim?
Wow.
Did
you say anything like, I'm going to whack you if you don't put me on the air?
I don't recall that. I'm not James from Arizona, after all.
Well, good for that. Thank you for not being James from Arizona.
the cop, Mary Grace Barreras, would have to have interpreted the narrative from Elaine Baumgartel as fitting this stalking thing. Otherwise, Officer M.G. Barreras couldn't have written it up as such. But
the cops never know what the law says. Mm-hmm. They don't have any clue about the law.
Yeah. So to finish this up, a reasonable apprehension of death, bodily harm, sexual assault, confinement, or restraint of the individual or another individual. And the attorney's response to that is that it was indeed lawful conduct protected by the Constitution, and that it was not directed at any individual. It was whom I was speaking to, whomever answered the phone, and I communicated with multiple different people, not seeking out anyone in particular.
Right.
And apprehension of harm. So there's really no way to someone's calling asking to be on the radio. You can't really convert that to death, bodily harm,
yeah,
sexual assault.
Right, dude. They don't even have a shred of a case here.
No, absolutely not. The prosecutor is a monster for even bringing this case.
Now,
even though the cops never know what they're doing with the law, the prosecutor should have dropped this case as soon as he saw it.
Now, are you handling this pro se without an attorney?
No, technically in this one I'm still represented by this attorney.
Mm-hmm. By a public defender?
However, the last hearing I did myself because the attorney didn't show up, so I ended up just handling the hearing myself.
Wow. Well, best of luck. Thanks for the update, and I hope it works out for you.
I hope it works out for you. I hope you call up tomorrow and tell us you're a free man.
Yeah, for now, and then they'll just find something else come after you.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it, man. Good luck.
Yep.
Peace.
Number here, 603-283-6160. So, you want to hear about the supply commander?
Oh, God.
I've been holding on to this one here. This actually came out. Reason.com had this piece just after the election back in November. This week, Joe Biden previewed several ways he plans to take bold action upon assuming office in January. Among the most immediately consequential would be his promise to appoint a supply commander to, quote, take command of the national supply chain for essential equipment, medications, and protective gear.
Wow, that's straight up fascism.
Is it or is it communism?
Well, I would say fascism. It's fascism, yeah. If they're leaving the nominal private ownership intact.
So the
and just directing
around.
It, that would be more like what the Nazis did than what the Soviets did.
Overburdened hospital capacity is one of the primary concerns cited by proponents of lockdowns as the COVID-19 pandemic gained steam in the springtime of 2020. The system's continued potential vulnerability is now a doubly contentious issue. On the one hand, there are renewed calls for stricter lockdowns, which this was again in November. They're happening. On the other, there's a criticism that the system didn't improve under Donald Trump's watch. Biden's website proclaimed, quote, we can no longer leave this to the private sector. The supply commander should work with every governor to determine their needs and then coordinate production and delivery of those needs in a timely and efficient manner.
Now, wow.
Of course, anyone that
well,
knows,
they do say that Mussolini made the trains run on time.
And the supply commander should direct the distribution of critical equipment as cases peak at different times in different states or territories.
Wow.
I mean, that's total central control right there.
Oh, yeah. But if they want to raise the death rate from COVID, and they seem to have been working real hard to do that, you know, to the point of using sick people as a murder weapon to kill old people in nursing homes, then I would say that they're gonna have a lot of death on their hands if they let the government control production.
Well, right. Now, here's the thing. So because government has already been mostly in control of the healthcare business, right? There's a tremendous amount of restrictions and regulations on the healthcare industry. So any amount of government control is tantamount to poorer delivery, right? Like poorer services, poorer quality, fewer choices, fewer options, and less competition means higher prices, right? So there's already a tremendous burden being placed on these industries by government regulations. But they're using whatever failures that the industries have had, and they're pointing to it saying, see, private business just can't handle it. Well, it's not true free market in the first place.
Yeah.
It's a highly regulated and restricted market. Now, they're using the failures of that marketplace, likely brought on by the government regulations in the first place, to say we need more government central control.
Every government failure is a justification for more government in the mind of a statist.
603-283-6160 is our number if you want to weigh in on the supply commander, which is the proposal here, and purportedly what he's going to put into play in 2 weeks from now. Hey, it's 603-283-6160 is our number here on Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Just text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Listening to the best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and nobody here in the studio tonight. We're talking about the supply commander that Joe Biden is saying is going to be put into effect coming up in his administration. He was promising this back in November.
What could possibly go wrong?
You mean when a government bureaucrat gets to decide what happens to, well, certain industry sectors like so-called essential equipment, medications, and protective gear?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what they say. When buying and selling are legislated, legislators will be the first things bought and sold.
Yeah, well, that's already been the case, right? I mean, these people have been bought and sold forever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, but, you know, the more power you give them, every new iota of power is a new chance to sell a favor. They've got one more thing to sell, one more auction to hold, and the best-heeled company is the one that's able to buy off the politicians.
Well, of course, we've already seen during the government's response to the so-called pandemic, smaller businesses have been put out of business, and money has been, and wealth has been transferred to the larger mega corporations. And if you've got a so-called supply commander that is now taking control of the entire national supply chain for these industries, that's going to result in favoritism being directed towards, well, as you pointed out, the ones that are giving political contributions, which are inevitably going to be the larger corporations, as opposed to the smaller, more mom-and-pop manufacturers out there. And that's going to even more likely put them out of business entirely if they aren't free to make their own decisions about to whom to sell and how much quantity and all of that, or where to ship or whatever, then they're going to go under, and that's going to result in even fewer manufacturers making these products and putting even more wealth in their pockets while making it so the products are even harder to find on store shelves and elsewhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a nightmare scenario.
Yep, that's what's coming. This is from Joe Biden's website after he was elected in November. That's where the story comes from, Reason.com reporting. Biden's website says, quote, "We can no longer leave this to the private sector." Unquote. The supply commander will direct the distribution of critical equipment as cases peak at different times in different states or territories. They say, in reality, the healthcare industry, now this is Reason reporting, uniquely confounds both sides of the oversimplified market versus government debate. Markets are essential to allocate resources in a modern, complex society. But the U.S. healthcare system lacks the chief vehicle through which markets accomplish this end, reliable and responsive prices. The U.S. healthcare system's combination of large private insurers and government mandates and subsidies fuels a system where both doctors and patients rarely consider the cost of services when making decisions.
And, of course, the existence of health insurance and employer-paid health insurance is a product of government intervention. During World War II, unemployment went down to like 1 or 1.5%. Well, that's, of course, a good thing for workers because it makes prices rise. And FDR, fascist that he was, decided that we can't let the price of labor rise. And so he outlawed giving raises to employees.
Mm-hmm.
So, but employers still had to compete for them.
Right.
So they started offering health
benefits.
Insurance instead, mm-hmm. which has then ever since distorted the medical market beyond all comprehension.
Because people don't ever have to ask for what the price of things are.
Absolutely.
In many cases, not even a price set.
Yeah.
For things.
And you don't know. And you don't care.
And you can't find out in some cases.
Yeah, they look at you like you have three heads if you say, what's this going to cost?
Yeah. According to Reason, this is hardly a free market. Reform allowing prices to act as reliable signals would require politicking, legislation, implementation, and learning by market participants that would long outlast the current pandemic. This alone does not make the case for a command-driven medical supply chain, even in the very short run.
I don't know if I agree with them that it would outlast the pandemic. I think this is a variation on Orwell's 1984 War. The pandemic is not meant to be won. It's meant to be continuous.
Forever and ever.
Yes.
Yeah. This alone does. Well, they were talking about if there were actually an implementation of a free market in healthcare, that it would take a while for people to kind of learn how to do markets again. And it would take a few, you know.
How long would it take them to figure out there wasn't a pandemic going on when prices started falling?
They say this doesn't make a case for a national command-driven medical supply chain, even in the very short run, nor does the Trump administration's response truly leave supply to the private sector, as Biden is claiming. The White House trade and policy advisor was among those sounding the alarm on overburdened supply chains early on, albeit with undertones of the president's and his own economic nationalism.
Well, not just that, but they also sent, hospital ships all over the country to sit empty with no patients.
Right.
They set up MASH units to do absolutely nothing. Well, the nurses in the hospitals were dancing on whatever TikTok.
Yeah, it's a perfect example of, you know, the central control and the failure of it.
Yep.
Let's go to Unscreened Caller. You're on Free Talk Live here in the final segment.
Oh, Unscreened Caller. I love that guy.
Yes, sir.
Unscreened Caller. Hey, it's CW. I'm listening from KTOX. It's broadcasting out of Needles, California, but I live in Arizona, just across the border.
Great station. Go ahead. Thanks for the call tonight. Go ahead.
Hey, bro, it's cool that you guys have 2 hours now because they changed their lineup, so now you have 2 hours.
That's
right. They don't have to listen to the final hour.
Thank you.
So I know you guys probably already knew that. But anyways, I just want to tell you, I don't wear a mask, and I won't wear a mask.
Nice.
And thank you. I hate wearing masks. Anyways.
Thank you for showing your face.
On our local news things, it says our economy is doing good. Despite the pandemic, well, you know what? Because our county didn't shut down like all these other damn places.
Mm-hmm.
They shut down. That's why our economy is doing better than everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
If you shut down, your economy sucks.
No, you're in Arizona.
Yeah, just across.
I'm on the other side of the river. I'm on Arizona because Neil's border is right here. We're in the tri-state, Arizona, Nevada, California.
Mm-hmm.
And let me think. Yeah, I hear Dave. I hear Dave everywhere. Dave from New Mexico. He's a regular caller on KTOX on our local station. Wow. I love listening to local talent, you know.
Anything down in your area of Arizona, or was the whole state that didn't shut down? Was it just your county?
No. Our county supervisors, our city council and all that crap, they keep voting no mask mandates, and they keep voting to keep stuff open. And we just got I have to say this, they have an alleged sexual predator on the city council now, and everybody talks crap about him. His name is Waheed Zeri, and everybody hates him, but somehow the communists in this county ended up voting him in. I don't understand how that works.
Child molester becoming president, too.
Well, he's actually a doctor, and he's done some stuff to some patients and nurses, which is questionable. That's why I say alleged.
Did he kill him or just touch him? Because a lot of them kill their patients. I'd rather have a doctor give me a little feel up every once in a while because he expects that, you know. We had a guy in the jail doctor. He was a physician's assistant. He wanted you to turn your head and cough if you went in with a sprained ankle.
Hey, but you know what? Oh my gosh, our county is doing good. We're trying. A lot of people talk about KTOX in Needles, California, trying to get them to become a sanctuary city, and then probably try to get out of there and become part of Arizona, even though we're part of, across the river. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Why not become us? We're right there. Just make the border a little bit bigger, and we can have that part of California as ours, you know, as our county.
I'm all for secession on all levels. Counties should be free to secede from one state and join another or just become their own.
Yeah, and I'm also in favor of sanctuary cities. We need to have a sanctuary from the federal government, not just for immigration, but for the war on drugs and for all of their regulations.
The war on guns.
Yeah, all of them. Get them out of here.
Exactly. And that's what's good about us. We are a Second Amendment county. There's no way they're taking our guns. There's no way they're doing anything. And there are plenty of people that will fight here.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate your call, man. Thanks for calling and joining us here tonight. And the good news, it's nice to hear that some places are pushing back and refusing to accept these mask mandates and all the various regulations that are going along with them. We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at freeross.org. Free Ross.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.